Are you a lifelong fan of General Hospital?
Are you a new fan who wants to know more about the history of the show?
Do you enjoy talking about the show with others?
Do you find yourself yelling at the TV?
Is your self-care an hour a day in Port Charles?
If so, we invite you to join hosts
Amanda Kimmel
and Shannon Coach at the place where all the hidden conversations take place and secrets are revealed.
Meet us at Pier 54,
a General Hospital fan podcast.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the Port Charles 411. Today we're talking about the Metro Court while drinking a Metro Court beverage inspired by the show.
Only appropriate that we get the full experience. We should be in your pool.
Should be.
Darn it.
Except I didn't really think this through.
I think your pool is deeper than the Metro Court pool.
It is. But we are still drinking the ginger grapefruit bourbon ice. I don't like their name was sour. I don't know if it necessarily fits. We'll just stick with sour because that's the name of it. That's what inspired it. And it's yummy.
It is yummy, but it's not as sour-y as I thought it would be with the name sour.
What would you have?
I don't know.
What would you put in it to make it sour?
The sour mix that you do put in whiskey sours.
Okay.
Without the whiskey, obviously, because it's, like you said, just need the sour. But that stuff is sour.
It is. It's just like lemon. I don't know. Did someone really Google what alcohol is in a whiskey sour? All right. Anyway.
I'm going to guess whiskey?
Yes. So, with all of the talk with, you know, Carly losing her half of the hotel and everything, and me not being able to read a calendar and see that there was, in fact, one more Sunday in July
when scheduling
all the interviews.
A little busy.
So, I kind of skipped and I was like, oh no, what can we do this weekend? Metro Court. So we're using our tried and true General Hospital fandom.com. Also found a new resource that is on Academy, Port Charles, about the fictional city. And it has like a little bit of info that will kind of just like feed in. And then there is General Hospital fan fandom. But I feel like it probably also talks about the same things, but we will definitely just skim it to make sure. So some fun facts about the Metro Court Hotel. The address is 1420 Quartz Lane, Port Charles, New York, 16543. And it's no longer. So it says notable people, Carly Corinthos and Olivia Quartermain, owner, and Trish, the hostess bartender. But that was on May 17th and 21st, 2019. She was there November 13th, 2020, and she is the real-life girlfriend of Ken Schreiner.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes.
Oh, that is cool.
Yes.
One of the other resources was updated to the fact that Carly is not it.
Oh, really? Which one?
Not it. Hold on. Let me look, because I was reading. General Hospital fandom. Isn't that what you're on?
Yeah.
Notable people, Nina Reeves, Olivia Quartermain, co-owners, Joanne, the assistant, Jasper Jax, Connie Falconeri, and Carly Corinthos, former co-owners.
What are you on?
General Hospital fandom. General Hospital fandom. Metro Court.
Oh, hold it. I'm on the Metro Court restaurant. Hold on.
There you go.
I was on the Metro Court restaurant tab because we also pulled up that.
Got it.
I was just looking at the top. Yes. So
I was going to say, why is one more updated than the other? That makes sense.
Yep. Joanne, assistant. Jasper Jax, Connie Falconeri, Carly Corinthos, former owners. So, guess we can get started back in 2004 the hotel was built after, oh my gosh, it's almost been 20 years. Wow. The hotel was built after the previous Port Charles Hotel burns down in February 2004. Do you know why the Port Charles Hotel burned down?
I should, but I don't.
It was caused by faulty wiring thanks to Edward Quartermain's attempt to cut costs.
Ah.
I did not remember that. But Jasper Jax buys the place out and renames it the Metro Court in honor of his fiancée at the time, Courtney Matthews, a.k.a. Spencer's mom. In 2005, Sonny Corinthos orders a hit on the Scandoval mob organization, most of whom were staying at the Metro Court. A shootout occurs at the restaurant with Jax, Courtney, and Rachel caught in the crossfire. Rachel was shot while Jax and Courtney managed to walk away unharmed. After Courtney's death in February 2006, Carly becomes Jax's partner in the Metro Court. And we talked about this a couple weeks ago, that it wasn't as simple as that. It was Luke, blackmailed Jax into having Carly get her half.
But see, it wasn't Carly that blackmailed him, so it's not her fault.
But still, it's family blackmailing.
So if Joss did it this time, it would be the same.
No. No. And in 2006, another shootout occurred when Manny Ruiz attempted to shoot Jason Morgan on the terrace. Manny accidentally hit Sam McCall instead.
Oops.
In February 2007, the hotel lobby falls victim to a hostage crisis led by Jax's brother, Jerry Jax, under the alias James Craig. And they didn't really call him James Craig. It was Mr. Craig.
Right.
Jerry torments the hostages with a series of deadly games, which leads to the death of Alan Quartermain. Robin Scorpio is shot in the stomach and operated on by Emily Quartermain and Carly Benson. Max Giambetti is shot in the shoulder, and Father Mateo Ruiz is shot for killing one of the mercenaries. The hotel lobby explodes as a result of the takeover and is eventually rebuilt. Kind of, no kidding there.
What? It was rebuilt? I had no idea.
Right. In November 2009, after Sonny Corinthos discovered Claudia Zaccara was the one who hired Ian Devlin to kill him, he planned to kill her himself. He throws a lavish birthday party for Claudia at the Metro Court restaurant, where he announced that the bullet meant for him left his son, Michael Corinthos, in a coma for a year. Fun fact about this, was child.
Right.
Michael Corinthos. And this was when he aged up. When he came back out of the coma, he was now a teenager. Fearing her life was in danger, Claudia takes a pregnant Carly hostage at gunpoint to escape. Claudia was later tracked down and murdered by Michael.
I don't like that word, murdered. Yes, she died, but murder.
That's manslaughter, right? Right. That's the definition of manslaughter. Is like,
it wasn't premeditated. Right. Yes. It was self-defense.
Yeah.
For his mom and his baby sister. He was protecting someone else.
In February 2012, after Jax leaves town, Connie Falconeri informs Carly that he has given her his share of the hotel, which infuriates Carly. Later that year, Todd Manning bought out Carly Falconeri's shares. Nope.
Not Carly Falconeri.
No. Later that year, Todd Manning bought out Connie Falconeri's shares and the Metro Corp became home to Manning Enterprises. Todd also ran a tabloid called The Sun, which temporarily employed Heather Weber as a gossip columnist. Ooh, and that's fun because when he came back as Franco and had Heather as his mom.
Yeah.
When Todd left town in 2013, Manning Enterprises was discontinued and Connie reacquired her rights to the Metro Court. Should have gone back and watched that because...
I wonder exactly how that happened. Yeah. Why did it just go back to her?
Because they never talked about.
Mm-mm. No, because it was Todd didn't really leave town. He just up and disappeared one day because they had to write the cast out.
Now I'm forgetting. Did they actually say, like, because Michael and Star were dating, and didn't he say Star went off to build like a pop career? Like she got a musical contract?
Yeah.
So I think that they did give them excuses.
I still feel like it was all of a sudden. And so.
Oh, absolutely it was.
Manning Enterprises.
Didn't just shut down.
Right. He would have sold it and whatever. This is like, I feel like this makes it sound like he did get out of it correctly. And instead.
No.
No, it was just gone.
Yep. The hotel is also now the location of the nurse's ball, which returned after a 12-year absence in 2013, which was also the 50th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
In June 2013, Olivia is shot on the terrace by Ava Jerome, who was attempting to murder Franco Baldwin. Just a few months later, Connie Falconeri is murdered in her office by Ava, whose initials were written in blood, A.J.
Yes, that was such a good storyline.
Yes. After Connie's death, Olivia inherited her cousin's rights to the Metro Court and quickly evicts mob boss and editor of Crimson, Julian Jerome.
Okay.
Well, they don't talk about Derek Wells.
Right. But then read the next sentence, because it doesn't even make any sense of why she did what she did.
Less than a month later, for Sonny Corinthos leases the office for his mob and coffee business.
Why are you kicking one mobster out and saying she hadn't can't slept be
with
here.
That mobster yet? She had only slept with Sonny.
So I can
she only had
have,
one of their sons.
I was going to say, you can only be in my hotel if I've had your baby?
Maybe.
Okay.
And then in December 2014, the Metro Court restaurant was renovated with new paint and furniture. Olivia stated the details were finalized by Carly. On New Year's Eve, Carly gives Drew Kane a temporary job as a bartender. And this is like right after he came back and had no idea who he was. And she's like, but you can probably still make a drink. So she gave him a job.
Thanks, Carly. All right. And then directly after the 2015 Nurses Ball, Olivia goes into labor. So now she is having the other moss
exactly.
baby. Goes into labor at the hotel, forcing Patrick Drake and Sam McCall to deliver her and Julian Jerome's son, Leo.
So he's not really aged up. Seven. He's not really.
How old is he supposed to be?
I think Easton's like...
how old is he actually?
Didn't we say like... I thought he was around... So yeah, Easton's nine. So
okay.
That's not too far off.
No, it's not. They probably just aged up because they wanted,
the right actor
to play it. Yeah.
Yes.
In December 2015, Kiki Jerome became a waitress at the Metrocourt restaurant. In September 2016, Nell Benson was hired as Carly's personal assistant. However, Carly quickly fired Nell when her true motives were revealed.
What were they?
I don't know. She seemed like such a nice girl.
I know.
In January 2017, Nathan West and Maxie Jones hold their wedding at the Metrocourt restaurant. In July of that year, the Metrocourt was also host to the wedding of Ned and Olivia Quartermain.
Yeah.
In October 2017, Jason Morgan returns to Port Charles after being held hostage for 5 years. Simultaneously, Drew Kane, who was believed to be Jason Morgan, and Sam McCall hold their launch party for Aurora Media at the Metrocourt restaurant. During the party, three of Jason's captors managed to infiltrate the hotel, two of them, which posed to be staff members. When their cover is blown, two of the captors attempt to take the restaurant hostage, and Elizabeth Weber is wounded in the process. The men were later taken down and subdued by Drew, Sonny Corinthos, and Dante Falconeri, while Drew took Elizabeth to the hospital. Okay, so they just like swapped out. Jason managed to get to the roof of the Metrocourt just in time to see Sam being drugged and kidnapped by the third captor. Moving quickly into action, Jason jumped through the sky roof and revealed himself in an attempt to save her.
To be fair, that was probably one of the best homecoming reveals, like, ever.
So much glass everywhere. You really yep. should have thought that out a little better.
It was sugar.
Hope no one got hurt. In February 2018, when Lulu Spencer wrote an article in the Port Charles Press, which revealed Nathan West was the son of Cesar Faison, Faison returned to Port Charles. After kidnapping Lulu and Liesl Obrecht, Faison goes to confront his second son, Peter August, at the Metrocourt, where he holds both Peter and Maxie Jones at gunpoint. He then shot Peter when he tried to stop him, but he was uninjured because he had a bulletproof vest on, which should have been our first tip off that, like, he was a little crazy, because why do you know to wear a bulletproof vest? But all right.
Yes.
And then when Nathan, who was not wearing any protection, which is also odd since he was a cop,
right.
arrives to mount a rescue attempt, Faison shoots him in the chest and the attempts to escape by taking Carly Corinthos hostage. However, Faison was thwarted by Jason Morgan, who shot him before he could leave the hotel. Both Nathan and Faison later died at General Hospital. In October 2018, the hotel hosted the Port Charles International Film Festival, making use of its several screening rooms. Griffin and Kiki attend their first official date as a couple. Okay, so I remember Griffin and Kiki going on a date to watch movies. I did not realize that there were screening rooms at the Metrocourt Hotel.
No.
Okay. I'm glad I'm not the only one.
That's also like, really? A movie theater, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. In December 2018, a documentary filmmaker named Peyton Mills began working on a project about the Ryan Chamberlain murders of 25 years ago. However, Mills gets a little too close to the truth that Ryan may have not perished in the fire all those years ago, causing Ryan to silence him forever and dumping his body at the New Year's Eve party at the Metrocourt restaurant, which we just talked about. They like just happened to see his body hanging out
but
in the corner.
That makes sense that there would be screening rooms then, because I didn't think that that's where that was either.
I didn't
either.
Think that's where that happened. No.
I just thought it was off in a
right,
location.
Like a space you rent it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Or like a production studio.
That would make sense.
Not a hotel.
No. In January 2019, after Lulu Spencer discovered Ryan Chamberlain was indeed alive, Ryan stabs her in the office at the Invader. A small struggle ensues, and while Ryan was temporarily blinded due to a virus, Lulu was able to seek rescue and escape, which is a fancy way of saying she was able to get to the elevator and go down to the restaurant.
And that's all that they have as like storylines for the Metrocourt, like as part of the history. So what else has happened
Was anyone else shot? Most recently, they were going to shoot Laura, but then they didn't.
Right.
Sniper on the roof.
Let's see. Well, this one only goes to 2016. So it's had several of the, I mean, I guess maybe the only other big story is the fact that Carly lost her half of the hotel. Nothing has really happened there since 2019. Did they host, they hosted the telethon for the nurses' ball, but they've already just said, like, they just host the nurses' right. ball and stuff. Yeah. I don't think that there's really been any activity or anything like that. But then part of the Metro Court is also the businesses that are located inside of it.
That Olivia kicks people out of and then lets other people move in.
And the office of the fashion magazine Crimson is housed within the Metro Court. Crimson was run by Connie Falconeri and later Julian Jerome in 2015. Not long after Julian leaves the mob, he returns to the Metro Court to start a new company named Derek Wells Media. He also hires Nina Reeves as Crimson's new editor, with Maxie Jones returning to the job of assistant. And then the office of Sunny Corinthos company, Corinthos Coffee, was formerly housed in the Metro Court from 2014 to 16. In 2017, Julian sells Derek Wells Media to his daughter, Sam McCall, and her then husband, Drew Kane, who rename it Aurora Media. Following Sam and Drew's divorce, Sam steps down, and Drew later sells 50% to Jax.
Why would...
Maybe we need to do Aurora, too.
We're going to have to, because why would Sam walk away and Drew get to keep it when it was Sam's dad's company?
Right.
And why are we giving half to Jax?
Very odd. I don't remember. So I don't remember that. In August 2010, Peter August purchases The Invader, a multi-news aggregator, which is housed on the seventh floor of the Metro Court as well. He also immediately hires Lulu Spencer as his star reporter because she wrote about cheese, and later hires Liesl Obrecht as a medical columnist.
Oh, that was so good, though. That was I want to write into Liesl. Come on.
And in 2020, Lucy Coe and Sasha Gilmore partner to relaunch Deceptions Cosmetics. They open an office in the Metro Court. Maxie quits Crimson Magazine and joins them, and Valentine Cassadine becomes their silent financier. And in 2022, Carly lost her half of the hotel, and Nina Reeves bought it.
Because she's a snake.
Yes.
And then the amenities, the hotel has many floors, like most hotels do, and includes an indoor and outdoor bar, which is helpful whenever you're trying to hang out at the pools. Parties are often held at the restaurant. There's also a rooftop restaurant. Is that really a restaurant?
Yeah. That's where, remember a couple weeks ago, Felicia, Mac, Kevin, and Laura
were meeting? On the roof?
I think so.
I didn't realize that was on the roof, but okay. The hotel has an indoor and outdoor swimming pool, a spa, solarium, and ballroom. It has several screening rooms and hosted the Port Charles International Film Festival in 2018. I have never been here.
No. So the notable locations are the Metro Court Restaurant, the pool and spa, the Metro Court Gardens, the Steam Room, Aurora Media, Crimson Magazine, Deception Cosmetics, and The Invader. So the Steam Room is...
I was going to say, I didn't realize that the Steam Room was part of the hotel. I thought it was like a... Wherever they do yoga at. I thought it was like a separate... like a
health...
Thank you.
Maybe they do yoga there too.
Maybe.
Oh, so the Steam Room says address is 1420 Quartz Lane, the Metro Court Hotel, and 152 Broadway, Volanino's Gym. And I guess it debuted in 2019 when the members of Nina Reeves' bachelorette party before her wedding to Valentine Cassadine went to the spa at the Metro Court, but they were told that the Steam Room was in use. Nina found out that Willow Tate and Harrison Chase were together. Oh, because that's when, didn't he like book it for them to have like an entirely private day? That was really sweet. And Maxie came in and said that they were ruining Nina's spa night, and Willow said that she and Chase were celebrating Shiloh's death. So yeah, but it was the Metro Court Gardens that I hadn't really thought about that's what that was called.
That's where I thought that's where I thought Mac and them were.
Read that.
The Metro Court Gardens is located at the Metro Court Hotel in the city of Port Charles. It includes a terrace, tables, and a fireplace for dinner to eat outside in a garden setting. But diners. That's not on the roof. What'd I say?
Dinners.
Oh, diners. And fireplace for diners to eat outside in a garden setting.
Is that on the roof?
That's where Harley and what's his name? Jason's. Yes, wedding reception. Thank you. In September 2021, Jason Morgan and Carly Benson had their wedding reception in the terrace of the Metro Court Gardens. On April 26, 2022, Lucy Coe and Brando Corbin meet in the gardens to discuss him getting a new place with Sasha Corbin. Elizabeth Weber Baldwin and Hamilton Finn run into Lucy and talk about Franco Baldwin's ghost. So yeah. That's not on the top.
Well, then where is it?
It's down. Like, if it was the roof, it wouldn't have these column things here. What are you holding up with those columns if you're on the roof?
I don't think that's covered, though. I figure, like, that's just, like, the entryway, so there's just still, like, a covered, like, foyer or something, but then you walk out onto the roof. Why does this not have a map?
Right?
This does not give us, like, the floor-by-floor breakdown that the hospital did. But then if we want to talk about the Metroport Hotel or the restaurant, it's located in the hotel, includes a bar, a balcony, and an elevator entrance. The filet mignon and zucchini sticks served here are favorites on the menu. In March 2005, Sonny Corinthos orders a hit, so nothing new there. He threw the birthday party
Wait.
What is it?
It has several sister hotels, including the Bella Mason in Montreal, owned by Carly. Those would be separate shares.
Oh.
It also has sister hotels in Paris, other parts of Europe, and in Hawaii. It is a rival hotel of the Cosmopolitan.
Yeah.
Owned by Carly. It doesn't even say co-owned. It says owned by Carly. So why is she freaking out? Because she doesn't have part of the Metro Court.
But would that be... So, like, you know how Hilton has Hilton, but then there are several brands under Hilton?
Yes.
Or, like, Marriott. Like, there's several different brands under.
Right.
So, is Metro Court the Hilton or Marriott, and then those are just under it? Because if she lost her shares of the top, she would also then subsequently lose below them.
But it didn't say co-owned with anyone else.
It doesn't, no. It very, very distinctly says... Yeah, so it says Jax and Carly worked together in business in 2002, but it didn't work out too well. Carly caused Jax too much grief when Carly accidentally caused Elizabeth to miscarry his baby. After the miscarriage in 2005, Jax was blackmailed to sell 50% of the Metro Court Hotel to Carly. They were married in 2007, and then it just says they own two hotels together, La Belle Maison in Montreal and Hawaii Hotel in Hawaii. Huh.
All right. Maybe it got dissolved somewhere in one of their divorces and they just forgot to mention it.
Yeah.
Because... the way that's written, it makes it sound like Carly should still have plenty of money coming in.
And then further down, it says, Luke Spencer, an old friend of Jax and Carly's uncle, gets Carly 50% of Jax's hotel, the Metro Court. Jax is not happy, but he has no choice. Otherwise, Jax's secret of changing Courtney's child's paternity will be revealed. They make lemonade out of lemons, and the agreement goes well. That is when they both become attracted to each other. Yeah, so it doesn't say anything about those other two.
Huh.
And then everything about the restaurant is basically everything that we just read with the different events and whatnot.
And now we know they have yummy drinks.
Yes. And the pool.
Yes.
And then we know that the pool first appeared. Hey, happy 1 year anniversary pool.
Oh, that's right.
July 15th, 2021. Cause we were like, hey, they opened the pool just in time
to close it again because of summer being over.
On July 15th, 2021, Carly tells Portia that she and Olivia remodeled the roof of the Metro Court and added a pool and cabana bar. After the dark year everyone had, it was needed. Joey Novak arrives at the pool and talks to Carly about Jason not scaring him off. Brando sees Carly getting upset and tells Joey that any Novak can take their car to Brando's garage to get worked on there for free. And Joey is pleased with the response and he leaves. The pool was last seen on September 22nd when Jocelyn and Trina hung out there at night. That's when I saw those nice big orbs that I want to get for my pool. Jocelyn says that summer went by so fast, it's hard to believe that the pool is already closed for the season. In New York,
it would have been closed
Labor Day weekend, more than likely, just throwing that out there. And then it was seen May 27th, 2022, when Rory and Trina were there. And then on May 31st was the Society Setups event. So that's really, I'm really curious about,
I forget how the One Life to Live characters, I feel like they did give them, they stopped like talking about them. Like, that was it.
It was, we will never talk about them again, but it was Star went to go record. What was Todd's story? I forgot. Oh my gosh, we're going to have to do that. Like everything else. But that was a fun little one to do. And we will definitely try to make, now we have to make filet mignon and zucchini sticks.
You can handle the filet mignon. Okay. The zucchini sticks.
Okay. As long as you don't get it well done. Like medium, medium rare.
Not medium rare, medium. I don't want it mooing.
It's dead.
I don't want it mooing. I don't want to taste blood. That's gross. It's supposed to be like not overcooked, because that's the whole point of filet mignon, but you can't have it like leaking out blood. That's just gross. You get yours all still.
I typically do medium, but I like juicier. Yes.
Yuck.
Yum. But that was a fun one.
Yeah.
I want to know more about the Cosmopolitan. How's it a rival hotel? Why does no one go there? It's not Mercy.
Maybe it's right next to Mercy.
Maybe it's right next to Mercy. Maybe that's the entire other Port Charles that we don't know about. It's like the bizarro world Port Charles where everything is backwards.
Are you going to make this a Stranger Things reference? It's like the underworld or whatever. The other side.
There we go. You can do that. Yeah, so that was fun.
That was. I want to stay at the Metro Court.
Yeah.
I didn't know they had screening rooms and all that fun stuff.
And we've already talked about Deception. We haven't really talked about the Invader or Aurora. So we'll definitely have to get those. I am a little bit disappointed that we don't have a floor-by-floor map.
Me too.
To explain that. But, you know.
Maybe this will inspire someone to make one for us.
Yeah.
Boom.
Dear writer that's listening.
Yes, please.
We need that. Thanks. But in the meantime, join us on Monday as we recap this week's shows.
Have a good weekend.
And we'll meet you at the pier.
Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed today's show, we invite you to go to pier54podcast.com to subscribe on your favorite platform. Don't forget to leave us a review. And you can also follow us on many social media channels. Just search for Pier 54 Podcast. Also, we are not perfect, so if there is something that we missed or messed up, just let us know by emailing us at pier54podcast@gmail.com.